You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.
Hello, my name is Alon Jackson, and I'm the co-founder and CEO of Asterisk Security. I always wanted to be an astronaut. That's the truth. I ended up founding Asterisk, which is not very far when you think of it. And also the name Asterisk kind of have the astro kind of prefix into it. But I guess that's my first thoughts of what I want to do when I'll grow up as a kid. Yeah, I think I was always quite a geeky guy, you know. Started off by building Lego and then building robots and then building software. But creating, I think, things from the ground up. In this time, it's a startup, right? It's a brand new company. But I think that's a big passion that kind of went for years. Prior to being the CEO and founder of Asterisk, I actually led the R&D group at Argus, the company that does automotive cybersecurity, basically hacking into cars and cool stuff like that. And before that, I actually had quite a long army career. So around 12 years at A200, it's the cybersecurity unit in Israel. So my last position there, I actually left as a major, which is quite a high rank. And the last position there was in charge of the cloud department. So anything to do with offensive operations and really the other side of the coin of what we're doing now. So that was the last position there. And before that, many different, management positions. I actually did my master's thesis in cryptography. So as I said, quite a geeky guy in heart. And before that, I actually met my co-founder and CTO, a long time ago. So it's when I say a long time, so it's not 5 or 10 years, it's over 15 years now. In the army, we were recruited together to an army military excellence kind of program. So we went through a lot together. Yeah, and before that, as I said, a geeky guy building robots. So, as a startup founder, I think you feel like an octopus, right? You're doing everything. You're doing legal, finance, product, right? Marketing, sales. You really feel like you have to touch a lot of different aspects. I think specifically with our journey, things are escalating quickly, which is amazing. You really see the company growing. We'll soon reach 30 employees, and it just happened in a year and a bit, which is crazy. So every few months, I'm kind of letting go and delegating a big chunk of my time. So I think my job is kind of focusing and diminishing as time goes by, but really changing all the time. It really changes every kind of 2-3 months in that sense. And I think the general line is always, of course, kind of thinking, right? How do we want the company to look like in half a year, in a year from now? What do we need to do to get there, right? What kind of people we need, the partners we need to help us get to the next step. So these are kind of the thoughts I always have in mind. And it's a new challenge kind of almost every day. So I think a very bottom-ups approach, and I think this is kind of how a lot of the folks in Israel, at least from the cybersecurity industry, it's kind of a small bubble, right? think this is how we kind of were grown up in the unit A200. The ranks don't really matter in that sense. You know, A200 is an army, right? But it really functions not very much as you would expect with the line of chain of command. And you could really, you know, listen to everyone and take everyone's opinion into account. So I think this is really something I'm taking with me. And a good complementary to that, which is something that we're embracing very much as, you know, as a startup, is, you know, despite having to listen to everyone and, you know, getting all the voices in the same room, you have to get decisions, right? And you have to run fast with decisions. And the idea is really to fail quickly and learn from it. Look around and understand that innovation never ends. Technology moves forward and moves fast, and security always falls back, right? So looking into the security industry that might look, you know, intimidating and very crowded, right? Technology won't stop. There's new stuff. There's always a new AI thing that is coming out. So without good brakes and without good seatbelts, right, you can't really drive the cars these days. But this is how cars started off, right? So really, there's always room for innovation and new companies in this space. And, you know, also remember that it's all about people in the end, despite being very, very technological and always needing to be the cutting edge, the bleeding cutting edge of what's going on. Really, it's all about people in all sense. I think the main goal is maybe two. One, building a company that people kind of know about, remember, and is important in the world, right? And being one of those companies that people know about. But not only that, after I know that I've built an organization that is the dream organization I would always want to be at. So it's a place where people can really fulfill themselves to the fullest, you know, get the most exciting and challenging missions to do and enjoy, you know, a good both work-life balance with the hard challenges, and the place where, you know, people really want to wake up, go into the morning or log into their Zoom and encourage their friends to come over and just be one of those best places to work at, right? So really being like a role model for employers.
And now a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustai.